Hey, y'all, you are listening to another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast, where we better self in spirit and make peace with the day through wisdom, education, and practical, easy to follow tips. I am your host, Maria, your spiritual homegirl, who's also a mental health professional. And I have been gone for a minute, but I'm back. I am back. Sometimes you got to take a break. And I knew a break was coming, and I might take a break for the holidays. We'll see. But I knew at some point after just kind of going seemingly nonstop for the last 3 to 4 years, with podcasting marathons and things of that nature, I knew that a break would be coming. And not to mention, there's some awesome things that I'm building off app, and I will talk about that at a later date. But I wanted to talk to y'all about God's timing. That is what today's short episode is going to be about. And it was inspired by something that I actually worked on or put into the universe like 2 years ago. And it actually came to fruition last Wednesday. And what that was, of all things, an article. So I had always wanted to do more different things in terms of getting myself out there. And, you know, during the pandemic, that was a little harder because, you know, it was a lot of lockdowns and rules and things like that. So about 2 years ago, maybe October, if I remember correctly, that was late September, early October of 2022, I submitted an article and I didn't put an expectation on when it would be published. I just said, I know at some point it'll be published. I feel at peace with what I put out there. And whenever it's meant to be published, it'll be published. So I sent it to the person over the platform that I sent it to. And I didn't think anything of it. I didn't mull it over. I didn't keep worrying about it. I didn't check to see if it had been published. I just put it out there and I just roll with it, right? And on the 4th, the fourth, I got confirmation that the article had actually been published. And I said, oh, wow, that's awesome. You know, it's been 2 years since I put it out there, but the thing that I was talking about was very much relevant. And I can go into that in just a moment in case y'all want to read it, because I would love for y'all to check it out. But it was talking about social media. But again, like I said, once I finish up this story, we can talk about it later. But I was really excited because it speaks to having faith, and it speaks to the whole manifestation piece. And I know that people get a little funny when it comes to religion and spirituality and what it means to manifest and what it means to have faith. And what I will say in my instance, and for some of your instances, it's not always so separate. They all work together. And what I mean by they all work together is the concepts that work together, meaning having the faith of a mustard seed, or putting it out there in the universe and having the faith in your heart, knowing that it'll manifest itself. Whether, you know, again, if you're just putting it out there saying, hey, I'm going to do my best and then let it happen. Or even if it's, I'm going to do my best, let it happen, because the source or God or whatever you believe in as your higher power will make sure that if it's meant for me, it'll get done. That is how this applies to the situation. Sometimes we just got to let what we want just happen for us. And our need to have a time frame on it can put us in that control freak dilemma to where we think we can manifest every single thing on our terms, where we want it, when we want it, how we want it. And sometimes we get a humbling experience that will show us that that's not always the case. So rather than put ourselves in a stressful, anxiety-ridden, fear-driven mindset of if this doesn't happen in this amount of time, then I'm gonna feel like a failure, or, oh, God doesn't want me to do this. Or instead of putting ourselves in a pressure cooker of time, which when you think about it, does it, time is subjective. The more I do my research, we can talk about that later. But the more we put ourselves in that situation, the more stress that we put ourselves into. We cause harm to ourselves by our own hands. Sometimes we don't think things through and just let things flow. So what I'm saying to you all, and I know somebody probably need to hear it, we're at the end of Gregorian 2024. There may be some things that you want to happen for yourself this year that may or may not happen this year. And as a homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I'm telling you to please just let life happen. Do your best, absolutely. But please don't put yourself in a control freak dilemma to where you're now stressing because things are not being done 100% on your terms. Let God work, let the universe work, let the higher power work, whatever you believe in. Do your best and let it work for you. Do other things that you want to do that can better your life. Work on other goals. Don't ruminate and don't worry, okay? We worry sometimes about things that haven't happened yet. And that can be unnecessary because sometimes the things we think are going to happen aren't going to happen. And even if they do happen, they're not as painful or as hurtful or as stressful as we thought they were. Allow yourself to get some peace. Please allow yourself to just flow. Okay. Now, in some situations, I get it. There's nuance in everything that I say here on Spiritual Homegirl. Some situations you might need to figure out sooner than later, like, you know, rent. You know, rent is due in a couple of weeks and you might need some money for that. You might need to pick up a job real quick. I get that completely. But again, just do your best. Do your absolute best and just watch God or the universe or whatever you believe in. Watch it show you that it heard you or that he heard you. Because again, 2 years goes by. I was not tripping. I was not like, oh, they must not want me to be published, or oh, I must not have good words, or oh, this is just or somebody blocking my blessings. No, because can't nobody on this earth block my blessings, and can't nobody on this earth block yours. Sometimes we'll think that too. Oh, this other human with their own lessons to learn can block my blessings. Please don't ever put yourself in the traps of another human. Humble you like that. Life will humble you enough. Okay. Please don't subject yourself to being powerless to other humans when it comes to what you know you deserve in this life. Don't ever let anybody block you. Even if it's speaking over you, or even if it's their actions, or even if it's the comparison, they might not even know that, you know, you're allowing them to block you, because sometimes because I'm never above what I say, we'll get into the pattern of comparison and then we'll allow their presence, whether they even mean to do it or not, block our blessings because we're thinking that we're inadequate. You're not inadequate. You're on your own timing. That's all that is. You're not inadequate. Again, because I know somebody needs to hear this. You are not by any means inadequate or undeserving or unworthy or unqualified. You are absolutely everything that you think that you are, for better or for worse, but prayerfully not for worse. Hopefully it's for the better. And no other human will dictate how you should feel about yourself more than you. God does not want us to fail. I'm a strong proponent of that. Your higher power, what you believe in, your ancestors, everything. They don't want you to fail. Your spirit teams, your guides, they don't want you to fail. So let's not accept the mindset of failure because something doesn't happen on our human made time. Let's allow the divine to divine in the way that only the divine can divine on divine time. Okay, shout out to my sister Allie. That sounds like something she would say because she stay rhyming. But I just wanted to send that message of encouragement, you know? Please, y'all, don't get caught up in timelines. Do your best and just have the faith and keep going, okay? If y'all want to see that article, though, y'all can click the link in my show notes to check it out, okay? I was inspired by, believe it or not, therapists doing too much on social media. I understand that everybody wants to create a brand, and I respect that people want to position themselves as authority and things of that nature, but I would be pissed if my therapist or my spiritual advisor or somebody that I said something to in confidence put my business on the internet, whether my name was on it or not. We would have to handle that. I would feel a way about that. It would have to be corrected, rectified, atoned for. It would be handled. And it makes me sad because I've seen a lot of therapists lose their followings or their licenses in some case because they did too much. They were sharing client information online and sharing it with thousands, sometimes millions of people, not realizing that they just hurt the trust and the confidentiality of the client that they're building with. I just feel like some things are just not for social media. So I just wanted to put that out there. You know, if you ever hear your story told by your therapist on social media, you might want to consider if that's who you want to keep seeing, because apparently they can't keep their business to themselves, or your business, I should say, to themselves. I've never been a champion of that. Now, if they give you, now again, I can't speak on the therapy piece in this regard, but if you're a coaching person or you do coaching, and there may not necessarily be a mandate for confidentiality, and someone says, hey, you can use my story as a lesson, just change some of the identifying details, I'm okay with that, and you get permission, then that may be a little different. But when it comes to something where confidentiality is mandated, you can't do that. Yeah. So I spoke on that. But yeah, child. If there's anything else I want to say today, is there anything else? I feel good to be back. I lost my voice because the sinuses were sinusing. Okay. We had a cold snap that was unlike anything I ever experienced since being back home. And I'm talking 21 degrees in Atlanta. I was like, I know you lying. I got to be outside in 21 degree weather, and I just wasn't prepared for it. I was prepared with the coats. I just wasn't prepared with me. My clothes were prepared, but my body was not. And I was like, this is not going to work. So I've been nursing a little bit of some sinus issues. But as you can hear, it's a little nasally, not quite Steve Urkel, you know. But we're on the other side of that. So praise God. So with that being said, y'all, tap in. I miss talking to y'all. What's going on? You know, y'all know my emails are coming out. Please feel free to tap in. Let me know what's going on with your life. I love to hear good news, anything you've overcome. I love those types of things because the journey is very much fluid and we deserve to celebrate all wins, no matter how small. So y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes whenever you felt like tapping in with your girl, and I really appreciate that. So don't forget to sign up for the email list. That's the second link in my show notes. Don't forget to complete the podcast listener survey. You get a free gift for doing both. That is the first link in my show notes, and I will catch you all on Friday. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, your spiritual homegirl, who is back. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, trusting God's timing included. Love y'all. Peace.